A Broadway revival of Stephen Sondheim's Assassins has been nominated for 7 Tony Awards. If you can't get to the theater, you can stay home and watch a great Stephen Sondheim musical. To celebrate the 25th anniversary of Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, Warner Home Video has released a DVD of the version that was shown on TV in 1982 with some members of the original cast, including Angela Lansbury. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says the new restored DVD is a major addition to the Sondheim discography, one of the most successful transfers of a Broadway show to the small screen.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. He served a dark and avengeful god. What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away. Not Sweeney, not Sweeney Todd. The demon of Barbara Street.
Stephen Sondheim's most ambitious, some would say most operatic, and grimmest musical opened on Broadway 25 years ago and walked away with 8 Tony Awards. 3 years later, it was taped for television in Los Angeles, and the multiple cameras captured both the fluidity and the tension of director Harold Prince's legendary production. George Hearn, who replaced Len Cariou as the revenge-obsessed Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, won an Emmy for this TV version, and Angela Lansbury, one of those original Tony winners, repeats the role she created, Mrs. Lovett, the maker of the worst pies in London.
What you rush, what you hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come here for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little vague. What is that? But you think we have a plague? From the way that people keep avoiding, now you don't. Heaven has a try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London.
The story first saw the light of day as a hoary melodrama about the victim of a sinister plot who is determined to give his villainous enemies closer shaves than they ever bargained for. Then his lady friend grinds their remains into tasty meat pies. Sondheim and Harold Prince turn this raw material into an existential indictment of human greed and cruelty.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London. At the top of the hole sit the privileged few, making mock of the vermin in the lower zoo, turning beauty into filth and greed. I, too, have sailed the world and seen its wonders, for the cruelty of men is as wondrous as Peru. But there's no place like London.
This is a long way from Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. But Sondheim's score is one of his richest, and the performances are hair-raising. It's a powerful work, though I have to confess I like it best when it's got its tongue in its cheek, along with those savory meat pies.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's sat.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is, how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly! Well, not...
Along with Sweeney Todd, Warner Home Video has also released an enjoyable example of non-musical Sondheim, a fiendishly clever 1973 film called The Last of Sheila, which Sondheim co-wrote with fellow mystery buff, Psycho star Anthony Perkins. Here we have more murder and revenge, but in a slyer vein, a campy whodunit, glamorously filmed on the Riviera and full of Hollywood inside jokes. The plotting is as deliriously intricate as one of Sondheim's cascades of multiple rhymes. Even the three gossipy stars on the DVD's alternate soundtrack, Richard Benjamin, Diane Cannon, and Raquel Welch, admit they can't quite follow the plot.
I have to say I had a very hard time understanding exactly what the game was all about. I was always getting lost and couldn't figure out what was going on. I mean, I could and then I couldn't, you know, because it was very complicated.
Other members of the lively cast include James Mason as a director who may be a little too fond of little girls, and devilish James Coburn as both the precipitator of the plot and one of its victims. Was he, like Sweeney Todd, out for justifiable revenge, or was he just your typical Hollywood sadist? Even the title holds a clue. You might have to watch The Last of Sheila more than once to find out, if you ever do.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. I'm Terry Gross.